Oklahoma politicians are eyeing Senator Mark Wayne Mullen's Senate seat, and the state Senate advances a bill creating a fund to pay for the Summer Olympics. Details on that and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Tuesday, March 10th. I'm McDaniels. As Senator Mark Wayne Mullen prepares to take on the role of Secretary of Homeland Security, some of the state's politicians are making announcements about their political futures. Abigail Sikowski has details.
Mullen's cabinet selection leaves an open seat in the Senate, which Governor Kevin Stitt must fill. State law requires the individual who accepts that job to sign an affidavit stating they will not run for the seat again in November. Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell said on social media Monday that he will not be running for governor this year. Although Mullen's departure made him reconsider running for office, he said he has decided against it and looks forward to endeavors outside politics. Pinnell did not explicitly address whether he would accept an appointment to the Senate, but said he will exit the political sphere when his term is finished. Two of Oklahoma's U.S. representatives are eyeing Mullen's seat this November. Stephanie Bice and Kevin Hearn have indicated that they are exploring the possibility. I'm Abigail Sikowski.
Governor Kevin Stitt says he has not yet decided who will fill Mark Wayne Mullen's U.S. Senate seat. KGOU's Tegan Smith has more.
Mullen is set to formally vacate his Senate seat on March 31st, when he assumes the role of Homeland Security Secretary in President Trump's cabinet. As governor, Stitt will appoint someone to fill the seat through the end of the year. Under state law, however, whoever is chosen will not be allowed to run in the November general election for a full term. The governor said this regarding the vacant Senate seat during a press conference on Sunday.
We'll find a great Oklahoman, to sit in that seat for till the end of the year.
Stitt is currently in his final term as governor. When asked whether he himself might seek the appointment, he declined to answer. I'm Tegan Smith.
Integris Health and United Healthcare have reached a new agreement. The deal avoids a disruption in care for thousands of Oklahoma patients. The agreement was announced Monday night, just before a 30-day extension between the two sides was set to expire. The deal keeps Integris hospitals, doctors, and related services in UnitedHealthcare's insurance network. State Senate lawmakers have approved legislation to establish a fund to cover the cost of the 2028 Olympic events to be held in Oklahoma City. Nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Voice reports the State Department of Commerce would manage the Olympics in Oklahoma Revolving Fund. The bill's author says the cost of hosting the canoe slalom and softball competitions is about $100 million. The funding would come from public and private sources, including federal, state, and local dollars. The vote Monday was unanimous. The bill now heads to the state house. The Peoria Tribe of Indians narrowly reelected its chief over the weekend. Thomas Pablo has more on the tight race.
Rosanna Dobbs won reelection by 2 votes. She received 97 votes, while her challenger, Sharla Echo Hawk, received 95. Dobbs has served as the tribe's chief since last January, when she and other members ousted their former leader. She was then promoted from second chief to chief. She won a special election bid that March by nearly 50 votes. She'll serve for another 4 years under the tribe's constitution. I'm Thomas Pablo.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.